Let me get adjusted real quick. Okay, let me turn that on. Woo! Okay, warming up. Oh, hey! What are you guys doing in the shower? It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. And a stupid, like, so simple, a question, a survey, a poll on Twitter has gone viral now, and everybody's chiming in. And they're wondering, do you wash this body part when you shower? That body part? Your legs. Do you wash your legs when you're in the shower? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I am afraid to even ask Alex or Liver Pork Chop because I don't know if I want to know the answer if it's not what I want to hear.
Well, I want to know what you do. I do wash my legs in the shower every single time. And some of the people online are saying they don't because they're like, you don't need to. Like, that part of your body, when you clean the upper half, your soap will drip down and that cleans your bottom half.
So you mean you don't have to clean your butt crack? You don't have to wash your butt?
Well, no, they're saying like below waist.
Oh, so magically. That's a cutoff
point. I always scrub legs and feet. I always do bottoms of feet and everything. And I feel like those are two places that a lot of people I find out, they're like, oh, no, I don't actually, like, wash that.
That's so weird to me. Just because soap might be dripping down your leg from, like, say, your arms or your back or something like that does not mean that that's cleaning your legs. You need to scrub it.
I agree with you, Liv. I wonder if any of I'm actually glad to hear because I thought Alex would be like, well, I don't see the point of washing my legs. It's already dripping down. Kind of sloth-like.
No, I do.
I do head, shoulders, knees, and toes, guys. That's my life, okay? Maybe it's because I'm a big guy, and big guys sweat more. They can get stinky more. If they don't, they're just more skin and gross stuff, just being fat. Welcome to that world. So, yeah, I'm overly cautious. I mean, I am, like, hardcore, like, power spraying parts of my body, making sure I'm, like, getting every air. You don't even want to know what I do with my shower thing.
You don't wash your stomach?
I wash everything.
Oh, okay. Because you said head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Well, stomach, too. There's no stomach in that song, unfortunately. Head, shoulders, stomach, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. But yeah, you got to spray that, right? Is there anybody, because I'm going to call you out as being gross as hell, but 833-JOE-ALEX that listens to the Joe and Alex show that agrees with the 20% of people. That's a lot.
Ew,
that's a lot of people that voted in this poll like that say, no, it'll drip down. You don't have to. Because I've heard other people say this before about, like, they don't have to wash their feet because everything goes down.
Mind.
It's like, your feet are some of the nastiest things, too. If you have to wash everything from your ears down to your toes in
between. People say about the feet, you're standing in the soapy water.
No,
that's cleaning
that's
it.
That's not enough.
But it's not between your toes. Some of the
that's
funky, gunkiest stuff is between your toes.
Yeah, and I mean, the floor of the shower isn't necessarily, like, the cleanest place.
So do you wash your legs, Pork Chop?
Of course I do. My legs sweat. Yeah, I have to.
Ew.
Well, everybody, your legs sweat too. You just don't notice it. We all secrete sweat.
No, my legs only sweat if I'm like doing a super intense workout in like the dead of July.
You don't even realize it, Liv, but you do sweat. You do.
I know I do. My armpits sweat.
Your entire body sweats.
Yeah, dude, my calves don't, like my legs do not sweat. They only sweat if it's like literally July at like 3 o'clock p.m. and I'm doing a workout outside.
I put a poll up on Twitter so you can vote if you do or don't wash your legs in the shower. 833, you can call us 833-JOE-ALEX, but tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
And just know that we will track who votes no and we will block you.
It's anonymous.
Because we do not want to know. Rhonda, please speak to people out there that are listening. Rhonda, and put your window up there too. Hey, what's up? What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I'm a nurse, and it is just disgusting that no one would want to wash their legs. When you're in the shower, you wash head to toe. I mean, in between your toes, I get on my six-year-old. You have to wash from head to toe, and that means your legs.
At least you're out there parenting the right way. We have some confidence knowing that you exist.
I just don't understand, like, washing, why would you skip that? That is just disgusting.
I agree.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Rhonda. Let's go to Samantha this morning. Hey, Samantha, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You scrubbing those nasty legs of yours?
I'm scrubbing those legs of mine, but my problem is this. What about the people that take baths and just marinate in their filth?
Ew. Oh, yeah.
I am a bath person.
Of course, Alex is. She probably drools in the bath, too.
I actually purposely spill my drinks on myself in the bath because it's fun. I can be sloppy.
And then you could drink it up.
What? Yeah. No, you don't. Are you joking?
I've talked about this before.
But then you just marinate in it.
Ew, that is so
disgusting. Is that the smell Alex has? Is that what's marinated into you? Brand new from the makers of blah. It's Alex's bathwater.
See, the only thing, like, a bath works for me is if you take a bath and then afterwards you shower off. So you drain
agree,
all the water in the bathtub, you stand up, you turn the shower on, and then you wash off your body.
No, I just crumb it up in there. I have my snacks. I'm drinking wine.
See, I really think that, Liv, that Alex is being serious. I don't think she's doing this to try to be funny.
I'm not kidding.
How can
that
a pretty girl be so disgusting?
Gross.
You realize that, right?
Goals.
Yeah, right.